Now, hotel classification can be done on the second factor, which is the target market, as to what or what kind of guests that the hotel is catering to. So, let's see one by one what do we have here. Now, since these business hotels are catering to business people, care will be taken that the services which are included, the services which are offered by the hotels are suiting to them. So, suppose if we are talking about business people, what do they require? They might be someone who are coming in for a meeting, for a conference, for a convention. Ideally, they might want to make lots of calls. They might need an internet connection. They might need a laptop in hand or other technological requirements which they might have. So, what happens is when business hotels are concerned, these are the things which are provided. They are on a discounted rates or sometimes free of cost. So, the, with this regard, this business travelers or business people are the ones who find it more convenient to stay at a business hotel. Then again, when we are talking about MICE or the business tours, there are trips which are huge group tours. These groups will be the ones who will choose business hotels because they might have huge convention centers or conference rooms which will be needed for such group tours wherein they are taking meetings or they are taking any kinds of training sessions. Then again, it might also give the opportunity or also provide the services like all the equipments which might need it for a presentation or any other things. There are various hotels in the world which also provide excellent services like the secretary services or the assistant services, wherein if a business person wants to have certain things like taking notes or any other thing, they can actually hire a secretary on who are the employees of the hotel for such services. Further ahead, since it is a business hotel, there are various interpreters, that is the people who can translate one language to another, who are also a part of the employees of that particular hotel. So, if at all we are talking about a global meet which is happening and where different kinds of people are coming together for a meeting or a conference, these are the hotels which might give certain such things which are extra services to the business people. So, the rooms might have extra plug points, the rooms might be there for Wi-Fi connections, there might be a morning coffee, there might be various kinds of newspapers which will be there. So, if at all I am from some other country or I am from some other kind of part of the world, I might want to have such newspapers at that particular hotel. So, this is all the things which are given or which are offered which will be suited to business people. It is not so that only the business people might be staying there. There can be any other kind of people who might find the hotel more convenient or comfortable to stay. So, they might opt for it. But ideally, the business hotels are the people who target business business persons. So, that's as per the kind of people who come there. The next would be the airport hotel. Airport hotels, as the name suggests, will be a hotel which is located near to the airport. These hotels are basically the ones, the target market would be the flight crews, the ones who are going to stay till their next flight is there. So, it's the cabin crew and the pilots that we are talking about. Further ahead, they cater to those guests who have missed their flight or catching the next flight or who have got a delayed flight, and all of these passengers need to be having a stay option. So, these are the people who will be staying at the airport hotels. Then other kind of segment of travelers or the guests that opt for an airport hotel might be the business people who are flying in at that particular place or at that airport, have just a 1 hour or 2 hour meeting and want to go back. So, what happens here is they do not want to waste their time into traveling all the way to city center. So, they might opt to get down at this airport, walk to the nearest airport hotel, stay there, have a meeting and catch the return flight on the same day and go. The these particular segment are targeted by such airport hotels giving discounted rates, which are special rates, and they are given on the day rate basis. So, ideally there are no there might not be the check-in and check-out time. They might be charged on an hour basis or they might be charged on a day basis, wherein a person can check in at 1 p.m. in the afternoon and check out at 4 p.m. in the same day, and he might be charged accordingly. So these are certain things which are marketed, and these are certain things which the how the rates are provided to this business people. So they might also have other kind of services which are, say, lounge areas wherein people might sit and have a small meeting and go. Then there are many other people who might have a connecting flight the next day. All right, and they want to just stay at that particular place, so might opt for airport hotels. The next one are the suite hotels. This is the suite hotels are the ones which are the latest trend in accommodation industry. So what happens here is these are the hotels which are providing rooms with a living room and the bedroom. So suppose if Mr. XYZ is traveling to a particular place and he wants to have a small meeting, he might opt for a suite hotel wherein he can have the meeting in the living room with, say, his four of his colleagues who are flying from somewhere else, sitting there having a meeting. He has all the other services which are similar to what business hotel is offering. And then he has his own bedroom for the night, so he can opt for a suite hotel. So here the living room and a bedroom comes in the room. So that's how the name suite hotel. So so these are the three hotels which are classified as per the what kind of services are provided and what kind of market is being targeted here. Let's see the next one, that's the extended stay hotels. Now, when we talk about extended stay, we understand that it's a stay which is extended. So, when we say extended stay hotels, we are talking about guests who want to stay for an extended period of time, say about 1 week. So, what happens here is they are providing you a room along with a living room, perhaps depending upon the kind of room category that is chosen. But more importantly, it provides you a small kitchenette. It might have a microwave, it might have a coffee making machine, it might have certain other things which are there. So, here, say a person is there for a project work and he has to stay there for 1 week. He might not want to depend on food and beverage services of the hotel, but he might want to do it on his own in that particular hotel. So a small kitchenette area is provided for the same. So these extended stay hotels provide different kind of package rates, wherein if I opt for an extended stay package rate, it might be more convenient or it might be more economical for the person who is staying there rather than taking the daily rates and the bill for the same duration of stay. So that is extended hotels, extended stay hotels. So these are ideally opted by again the business people who are traveling to that particular hotel. They come under the definition of home away from home. So it is like a home for a short period of time. Next, what we have is the apartment hotel. As the name suggests, is the apartment hotels. Now, depending upon the hotel type, it might differ into the services which are catered, but ideally what it means is that we are taking the guest is taking it on a lease. So this lease can be say from 1 month to over an year. So in this regard, the somewhat the guest is a permanent guest in that particular hotel. So depending upon the policies of the hotel, it might include the services or it might exclude the services. The services which will be included will be the laundry services. There might be a small kitchenette. There might be a private balcony. Then again, the bedroom along with a living room. So that might be a suite room. That is there for the guest. The guest might have certain other complimentary services depending upon the policy of the hotel. Then he might have his own coffee making machines or microwaves in that kitchenette. So what happens is this apartment hotels are opted for people who are going to stay at that particular city or a place for a longer duration of time, and they do not want to rent a apartment as a house because they do not want to go under all the other kind of duties which come with respect to apartments. So suppose if a person or a bachelor is traveling on a business trip and ideally his project is for about 7 months, he might opt for a apartment hotel because in that case he doesn't have to deal with the cleaning of the apartment if he has taken it on the rent. Here, the hotels offer the housekeeping services. If he opts for food and beverage services, it might also be there. So breakfast might be included, or lunch might be included, or dinner might be included. So depending upon the hotels, the category of the hotels, such type of policies or such type of rooms will be available. So in that case, these are apartment hotels. Ideally, the rooms which are designed are similar to the studio apartments that we have. So you do not have the the walls. It is just raised platforms that is there to differentiate the areas in the room. The next what we have is the resort hotel. Like I said earlier, the resort hotel caters to vacationers. It is nearer to nature. It has lots of recreational activities to make sure that the vacationers are having a good time at that particular hotel. The main market, the target market who are there, are the people who have a lot of time and are possibly want to spend it in a very luxurious manner or pamper themselves. These are mostly the repeat clients of the resort. So what resort does is to make sure that their customer satisfaction rate is on a higher side. It is almost as good as 100%. So what happens is this particular guest will keep on repeat guest for resort hotels. Next, what we have is bed and breakfast hotels. Now, as the name suggests, it's bed and breakfast that is given at this hotels. Let's see what this is. Now, ideally, when we talk about bed and breakfast hotels, we are talking about those the way it came up, where the people who own big houses opted for giving certain rooms, converting them into a guest room, and giving them on rent for a one night stay. So the travelers who were coming, they might come leave there as a guest of the house, wherein the people who are owners of the house are living with them itself. So the guest who is coming for such bed and breakfast hotels might have a different room to him. It will be having all the basic services that a hotel gives, and it will only be a place to stay for the night, and the breakfast comes with it. That is the complimentary breakfast. So these are the guest rooms would be ranging anywhere between 20 to 30. In India, we have bed and breakfast schemes wherein lesser number of rooms are also allowed. It is ideally this bed and breakfast establishments have to go through some government rules and policies, rules and regulations to make sure that they get the bed and breakfast recognition, and then they are advertised on the Tourism Development Corporation's website. So here what we are talking about is, since it is the basic stay accommodation facilities that are given, obviously the charges or the prices would be on a lesser front. So this is with respect to bed and breakfast. Again, when we are talking about breakfast, most of this give a feel of the local breakfast which would be. So suppose if someone wants to stay at a place on an economical price, and again experience certain things which are locally there. So bed and breakfast would be an ideal option for that person to stay. So that would be the target market who might come for bed and breakfast hotels. Next are the timeshare hotels. Now this is the latest trend, not a new entry, but yes, that it is trending. When we are talking about timeshare, as the name suggests, it's sharing the time of the hotel. So in this case, what the guest has to do is he has to pay a lump sum amount on a yearly basis, or depending upon the policy of that particular timeshare hotel company. And in return, what he gets is staying at that hotel for some time period as prescribed by the policy or by the rules. So suppose if I'm talking about, the example in our home itself, that's the Mahindra and Mahindra Resort, that's a timeshare example that we can have. I have to pay certain amount, and I have in return that I can go to any of these resorts under the Mahindra Resorts, and I can stay at those hotels, and there are certain period of duration of the stay that I have to go. So I am allowed to stay for 4 nights or 5 days, or and other services which comes with it. So what we are doing is we are As a guest, you're buying the particular hotel property on a few time for a few time. That is for a few period of time at that particular hotel. So these are the timeshare hotels wherein we are buying vacation times from this hotel companies. So that's timeshare hotels. Next, what we have are casino hotels. Now, these are the hotels who are famous for their casinos rather than the staying facilities. So, this cater to people who are regulars at casinos who want to recreate themselves with this respect. So, here the biggest income generated by the hotel is the casino facilities. And the food and beverages that happen at this hotels. So casino would be the attraction for the people who are coming to such such hotels, and the staying facility will take a secondary place. Then we have the conference centers and convention centers. By the name itself, it suggests the market that they are catering to are huge group tours, which are which want to hold a conference or conventions at that particular hotel. So these are the hotels which are catering to such companies. There are these hotels which are, say, having regular contacts with big global companies across the world. It comes under also the MICE tourism that we have done. So in this, if a particular industry is having a conference or a particular company is having a conference, it might opt for the conference centers, especially because it will have the big rooms. It will have, or it will cater to all the needs of that particular conference. So it might have multiple multi-cuisine restaurants. It might have other special services. Like the equipment which is needed for such conference, the kind of sitting that one needs, then again the technological things that come with it, the Wi-Fi connections, etc. Apart from that, it might also have the recreation activities because so many people are going to stay there, and it's not only the conference we are talking about. It can be a leisure come business trip for the participants of the meeting or the conference. So this conference centers and convention centers cater to those. The difference between the both will be the convention centers are much larger than the conference centers. So these are the hotels which are catering to such group tours, especially from the business world. So that's their market target. Now, let us see some of the pictures that we have. This is an inside view of a business hotel. Okay, one of the rooms wherein a business meet can happen. A view of the airport hotel, that's Ibis Hotel. Nearer to airport, the airplane is given here to make sure that you understand it's near to the airport. Gaming room in a casino hotel. Conrad Cairo, that's the business center. This will be inside the hotel itself, so that's how it caters to the business people. That's the convention center, Luanda, giving huge assembly halls for any kind of meets. Now let us check how the next classification is, which is based on the level of service. Now we are talking about the kind of service that is provided by the hotel. Now as we know, there are different and diverse kind of travelers who are traveling. Similarly, these have different kinds of taste. So when we are talking about a world-class service, it is on a very high-end basis. Then we are talking about mid-range, it is lower than that, and the economy class service would be again lower than that. So this is what kind of services which are provided by the hotels, and the hotel will be classified into these three categories. Now when we talk about world-class service, it will be luxury. Okay, it will be catering to business people, to other vacationers who have the money and who have the kind of way of spending it. So these will be their market targets. Ideally, the world-class service hotels have their own loyal customers. So what happens is, if I am a person who wants to go to only high-class hotels or luxury hotels only, I might always opt for the same kind of hotel wherever I go. So those are the world-class services, because they will be giving wide variety of services. services, anything and everything. So that's world class service. Then comes the mid range service, ideally again for the business people. There will be certain families who would want to go to a mid range service. The difference between the both, that is the world class and the mid range, would be that the services differ. It might be with respect to the ambience of the hotel. It will be the kind of rooms that are given, the category of rooms that are provided, the view from the rooms. Then again, the kind of restaurants which are there, world class services, service restaurants would be the ones which are giving multi cuisines. The mid range might be limited to say two cuisines. Then we have the economy class, yet on a lower kind of service, wherein there are basic accommodations and food and beverage facilities. So that's how the hotels are classified on the basis of service. Now, while classifying the hotels with respect to ownership, what we are doing is, based on the kind of flagship companies that they have or the ownership policies that they have. So the first kind would be the independent hotels. And the other one would be the chains of hotels. These are the basic kinds of ownership differences that it has. Now, when we talk about independent hotel, this particular hotel would be owned by a single company or owned by a proprietorship or owned by a family. This kind of hotel will be independent of any of the policies. For example, it might not have any obligations as to having certain kind of decor or having certain kind of marketing strategies or certain themes, certain services. So if I want to change anything with respect to that particular hotel, it will be a management decision of that independent hotel or of that particular hotel. So here this independent hotels are do not need to adhere to certain policies which are centrally governed by someone else or centrally governed by their head office. It can be if suppose this particular hotel has to change its kind of decor or kind of appeal or ambience that it provides to the hotel, the management can take such a decision if it is profitable for the hotel and go ahead with it. Whereas when we are talking about chains of hotels, it has a flagship company and it has various hotel properties under various different brands. So depending upon how big the hotel chain is or how small the hotel chains is, it will differ. The policies are ideally made by the flagship company or the headquarters of that particular hotel chain. So suppose if I'm talking about Hotel Hilton, ideally it will have its own particular logo. There will be a kind of similarity across all the Hilton hotel properties across the globe. So suppose if a person goes in Hotel Hilton in USA and then opts for Hotel Hilton in some other place, there will be similarity with respect to the kind of services which is given, to the kind of treatment of the guest which is provided with respect to Hotel Hilton and in USA and the other properties worldwide. So here what happens, there are strict standards which the hotel properties has to adhere to, and it would be uniform. That is, it's a signature signature of that particular hotel. So they can have ideally same kind of decor, same kind of policies, etc. So a particular hotel property which is a part of the hotel chain might not change its services or its themes or its appeals unless it is governed by the policy from the head office or the main hotel chain. So these are the chains of hotels. Most of the chains of hotels are international or global chains. So their hotel properties are spread across the world. There are also certain domestic chains wherein, if I'm talking about Indian hotel chains, there might be this hotel chains we are operating only in India. So that is depending upon how its ownership and hotel chains ownership and affiliations are concerned. This is a Holiday Inn chain of hotels. So Holiday Inn, like we know, that it has a specific logo. There is a signature style font of Holiday Inn, and which you can see that it will be similar. It will be uniform across all the hotel properties under Holiday Inn. Now, next is the recreational parks and the recreation camps that we have. Under this, there will be fishing and hunting camps, outdoor adventure retreats, recreational vehicle parks and travel trailer campsites. Now, we are talking about the hotels which are catering to the needs of the adventure travelers, the traveler who is outdoor. Okay, so the first thing here is fishing and hunting camps. There are many, many hotels which provide, which target these people, the people who are fishing lovers, that is, who want to go on fishing expeditions and hunting expeditions, which are there. So what will happen, and there are certain kinds of hotels or certain kinds of tents which might be building along with this fishing activities which are provided in such with such hotels. So here, fishing and hunting, the activities are supposed to attract the traveler or the guest. Next, what happens is the outdoor adventure resorts. This will differ with respect to what kind of adventure activities the hotel is catering to. So suppose if I am talking about a beach resort or a beach hotel, which is giving certain packages wherein it is giving a crash course on a scuba diving adventure activity, then there might be certain hotels which are situated on a mountain top, like the skiing. Okay, so that skiing hotels or skiing resorts would be the one which are there. So that's skiing hotels or resorts which are located at the mountain top, and they are providing adventure activities, they are giving other services and catering to people who are in such adventure activities. There are again outdoor adventure retreats wherein there are parks which provide adventure camps. So there might be certain kind of games which are there, like rock climbing expedition wherein the rock climbing wall is actually created. So that's an adventure camp which is happening. So it's outdoor adventure resort or retreat. So here it will make the guest feel the outdoor activities or the outdoor ambience that comes with it. Next, what we have is recreational vehicle parks. Now these cater to the people who are taking a road trip with a RV. So in the RV they are traveling as a family with respect to they have everything inside that RV. So here there are parks which are created, which are the camping parks or the parking lots of such RVs. So what happens is this particular RV is parked for the night or for the day in such parks. There are refueling which is taking place. There are other things which the RV needs, the day-to-day maintenance or some other things which come with the RV. So what can happen is the RVs, the families might be staying up for a night and then moving ahead with the road trip. So such recreational vehicle parks would be there. Next, what we have is the travel trailer campsites. Again, there are certain campsites wherein people traveling with a trailer or traveling with a with their families in the trailer will be parking their trailer over there and staying there for the night or and using the services which are offered in that particular campsite. So all this forms under the other kind of accommodation options that they have when we are talking about this specific interest groups. Here is the travel trailer tourism. You can see a big trailer which is behind and it is going through. So that's again the accommodation stay option because people are actually staying there in that particular trailer, and the campsites are where the trailer is parked for the night. The fishing camps wherein the major activity or the attraction is the fishing trips, and at that particular season where the fishing is the main attraction which is attracting lots of travelers over there. So there will be special camps which are giving discounted rates or giving other services. There might be a guide which will be helping you. There might be other equipment handlers traveling with you. So all this comes with the fishing camps. And this particular camps obviously will be located near this areas where such fishing expeditions are taking place. Hunting camps, again, where such hunting expeditions are taking place, and it will be towards the wilderness. However, as we know, the environment conscious traveler is growing, such things are diminishing. Outdoor adventure retreats are on an increase because people are more interested in now doing things. So there are various such activities which are provided. So suppose if we are talking about a resort which is giving all this inside that particular resort. So suppose if I am having resort which is giving a stay option, and then it is giving a kind of games over there which are related to such such things like rappelling or other things which come with it. So this will be outdoor adventure retreats wherein people will be interested in doing such adventure activities and staying over there. Recreational vehicle parks. As you can see, this is a parking lot where RVs are parked. They are either parked for the night or for the day, wherein they can take a rest, they can refuel, they can have the water supply, they can have the drainage system which can be used, and this will be the recreational vehicle parks. Now let's see what are the types of restaurants in hotels that we have. Depending upon the cuisines and depending upon the type of people that they are catering to, or even the locations or even the timings, these are classified into those many types. Now when we talk about the first type, that's all day dining restaurants, ideally these are the restaurants which are present in high end hotels or hotels which are catering to more of people who are coming day in day out. That is, they might be there might be an airport hotel, it might be a business center hotel, business hotel or conference centers or others. So why do they need all day dining restaurants is because the inflow of the guests might not be only at the check-in time, it might be throughout 24 hours. So they will have certain hotels inside, certain restaurants inside the hotels which are entire day working. So it these can be coffee shops wherein they provide a wide range of menu or only the snacks. So here it would be depending upon the types of restaurant, it would be an all day restaurant wherein you can get the breakfast, you can get the lunch and the dinner. So all day dining restaurants would be that. The menu will be there which caters to the kind of guests which are coming in that particular hotel. So the next one would be the fine dining restaurants. So as we know by the name, it will be fine dining. So the menu will be elaborate, exquisite. It will be more or less to cater to the individuals who want to dine an exclusive, say, 7-course dinner or lunch. So these are this will be a brilliant kind of ambience. It might be the particular table which is nearer to a view. So those will be there. The entire service will be on a high class. So those are fine dining restaurants which are there. Again, the menu can be multi-cuisine as well. Next, what we have is the specialty restaurants. Now these have the local flavors with it. So suppose if I'm talking about going to a particular place, having a hotel and it has a specialty restaurant, like if in India I want to have a Italian cuisine, I might choose the special Italian restaurant. So that would be a specialty restaurant wherein I will get authentic Italian things to eat, Italian dishes to eat. So similar, so that's what it means by specialty restaurant. So I'm talking about a high-end Chinese restaurant, I'm talking about a high-end Italian or Mexican restaurant wherein it will be authentic, all right, the menu will be authentic to that particular cuisine type. So most of the hotels might give one or two kinds of specialty restaurants with it. Next, what we have are the lounges. Now lounges are the areas wherein the sitting will be more cozy, it will be more comfortable. These are ideally people who are coming there to talk or to have to basically to just sit and lounge, and then in that case they might have a cup of coffee or other drinks, or with respect to that there might be certain snacks which are there. So the ambience entirely would be not so formal when it is what it is there in other kinds of restaurants. That is, the fine dining would be a formal ambience, whereas the lounges would be a more informal kind of a sitting. So it might have sofas, it might be having lower level coffee tables or other tables. It might also have magazines to read. There will be such kind of ambience in it. So it can be a bar and a lounge wherein alcoholic drinks are also provided, or it can be a coffee lounge where only coffees and teas or special kinds of beverages are given, mocktails kind. So that's lounges. Then we have the bars, wherein again there are alcoholic beverages which are provided along with certain snacks. It might have a wide variety of these beverages which will be served. So this bars might have a sitting area plus a lounge area, wherein it's a different area, and you can, the guests have the option of sitting across the bar or nearer to the bar where the people are sitting with the table. So those are the bars. Then we have the discotheques. Now here the main aim of the people who are coming there would be to get entertained. Alright, so they are the ones who are dancing or getting entertained or recreation purpose, they are coming to the discotheque. So here we have the bar, that is services which are giving the beverages and small snacks. So the main thing here would be that it has to be quick, the service needs to be quick. Further ahead, it is usually we find the discotheques are completely packed with people, so the service or the person who is responsible for the food and beverage services near the in the discotheques is to be the service has to be fast, efficient and quick. Again, the security is also one of the issues when we are talking about discotheques. Then we have the room dining. Now when we say room dining, we are talking about in-room service. So in bigger hotels, what happens is that suppose if I am taking a presidential suite as I am a guest of that hotel and I prefer to dining inside the room, then the waiters or the room service which comes is coming with the entire cutlery. Every dish that I have ordered, and they are the ones which might also be assisted by a butler and a server. So what happens is if I'm going to dine, they are the ones who are going to be present there to serve me or to help me while I dine in the room. So that's an elaborate in-room service or room dining that we are talking about. The other or the hotels which are say not offering that kind of service, that elaborate service, would be the one who are giving who are delivering the food in the room, and we can have the dinner or the lunch or such kind of food on our own. So that would be again room dining. Ideally, if the prices of the same dish would be on an expensive side if it is being delivered in the room, and it will be on lower side if it is if the same dish is ordered in the restaurant of the hotel. So that's room dining. Now here what happens is we have conference room dining, wherein the dining facilities are provided for the business people who are coming for a conference or a convention. Ideally on an average observation, this gives the hotels maximum of revenues. Why? Because it is catering to MICE, that is it is catering to corporate business or business people who are traveling to the hotels. So these what we are talking about huge number of people at that particular event. So obviously the food and beverage demand is more, and hence the revenue is higher when we are talking about conference room dining. Yet again, when we talk about this particular section, the dining facilities are more elaborate or are more multi-cuisine. For example, if we are talking about a big convention wherein participants from all across the world are coming, and care is taken that every kind of cuisine to suit the kind of participants who are there is provided. So again, this adds up to the revenue of the hotel. Further ahead, it is not seasonal. So when I'm talking about conference room, it is a continuous business. So if the hotel is giving a 100% customer satisfaction to that particular company or an industry, they are going to give the hotel a repeat business. So here is the conference room dining, which is one of the major revenue earners for hotels. Then we have the ballroom dining. When we talk about ballroom dining, we are talking about banquets wherein wedding or other kinds of functions are taking place. Now, ideally, these are very seasonal. Although they are present and definitely give the revenue to the hotel, they are more dynamic, meaning it will differ with the kind of function that it has. So menu will be as suitable to the function. So suppose if it's a wedding function, then the menu might be different. If it's another kind of function, a get together or a party, again the menu will differ. It will again differ with respect to who is organizing or whose function that is. So that is how it becomes more dynamic. It is again more seasonal. So ideally what happens is when we compare conference room dining and when we compare ballroom dining, conference room dining, most of the hotels might have a different section which caters to that. But when it comes to ballroom dining, there might not be a different division or a section which handles it, because it being seasonal. So in the seasons when ballroom is more used, that is, there are more weddings and there are more functions, people might be taken from some other divisions to cater to this needs. So that's about ballroom dancing. And then there is delicatessen. Now here we are talking about special kinds of menus wherein a specialty is given, a food item is given which is a specialty. What do we mean by that? So let's see. Example would be certain delicacies, or Delhi as it is called, might be given only kinds of breads which are given, and it can there can be a variety of breads which are freshly baked. The other kind will be say ice creams or health drinks or a tea shop wherein a variety of teas are given. So it is something which deals with a specialty food item. So depending upon different brands of this delis, it and depending upon the location, that is the country location where it is, it differs. Ideally, most of the hotels might have one or two kinds of delicatessens. So here what happens is, if I want a freshly baked breads, this would be the kind of shop or kind of restaurant where I might go for it. Then if I want special kinds of cakes, a particular deli would be there who is serving only different kinds of cakes or different kinds of bakery products. So it deals with those. So the menu would be that ways. So these are the types of different restaurants which are seen in the hotels.